Welcome to the Turning Pain into Power podcast. My name is Davina Faust, and I am a life transformation expert. My goal for this podcast is to bring you some positivity every single week and to inspire you to recognize that your struggles are just part of your story. I have completely changed my life, and I just want you to know that you can do the same thing. I'll also be bringing on some really incredible people who are just like you, who have learned to turn their own pain into power. Hey, can I just chat with you for a second? I know there are some of you out there who have a vision for what you'd like your life to look like, but you're just not exactly sure how to take the steps to make it into a reality. And sometimes you just need somebody to brainstorm with you and collaborate on how to make your goals happen. I'd like to be that person for you. That's why I'm offering one-on-one calls. Head on over to calendly.com/Davina-Faust. Kind of a mouthful, but again, that's Calendly, calendly.com/Davina-Faust. Here you can set up a 30-minute or a 60-minute strategizing session. If you're looking for a sign to change your life, this is it. And I would absolutely love to be the person to help you get there. Head on over to calendly.com/Davina-Faust. Hey guys, this is another healthy, happy living tip coming your way. It is all about something that I have followed loosely for a few years now, and perhaps you've heard of it before. It is called intermittent fasting. Now, first and foremost, I, in my own life and in my own mindset, I refer to this not as intermittent fasting, but as scheduled eating, because I've had previous experiences with having a negative relationship or a negative connotation with the word fasting. And maybe you're the same way, where the first thing you think of when you think of fasting is you're putting your body in starvation mode and you're not eating for a significant amount of time and all of that. And I like to think of this as scheduled eating because I just eat on a clock. You know, I wake up in the morning and I do my workout, and then my first really hearty meal is at 8 a.m. And then my last hearty meal is around 4 or 4:30 p.m. So I'm eating within this 8 to 8.5 hour window every day. And then I have 16 hours where I let my body process what I've brought in. I have noticed that this has made a huge difference in not just my physical health, but also the way that I'm navigating my emotional eating triggers. So I'm somebody that is a boredom eater. If I'm lonely or if I'm just got nothing else to do, I will just want to eat. So having this scheduled eating in place, pretty much during the week from Monday through Friday, I'm only eating while I'm at work. I don't really eat while I'm at home. And I know that sounds crazy to some of you, but think of my lifestyle. You know, I'm single. I live in the city. I have an apartment. I only have to cook for one person every day. So not having to make dinner for an entire family is pretty nice, honestly. But it's also just, you know, I am able to set these parameters for myself where I'm like, okay, I'm not going to eat while I'm at home because I don't have to. I've eaten all day at work. I'm satisfied. I know that this will last me the full 16 hours. So I, you know, my food, my fridge is actually pretty scarce, honestly, which surprised a lot of people. But yeah, so I have noticed the benefits of intermittent fasting. I've noticed that I have more natural energy when I need it. So when I'm teaching my classes later at night, I'm already satisfied and fulfilled from earlier in the day. So I don't really need a whole lot of caffeine in order for me to feel like I can kick it into gear and be the best version of myself for my classes. And I've also, like I said, been able to better manage my emotional and boredom eating. And I've physically noticed that I do look a little leaner. You know, I haven't really seen a lot of like fluctuations on the scale or a bigger difference in body fat percentage, but I just feel better and my body feels like it's working effectively. So that's why I personally go off of scheduled eating, or for most people, intermittent fasting. And there's a billion different ways to do this. There are theories that, you know, you can eat in a 4-hour window. You can start your meals at noon and then go to 8. And there's really no right or wrong way to do this, as long as you know what you need for your lifestyle. So I have found amazing, amazing support and insight for intermittent fasting through my girl, Shalene Johnson, and the 131 method that I have been loosely following for the past year or two. So if you would like some more information about intermittent fasting or the 131 method to find out a little more how it works to stop dieting and to start in a good relationship with your body and with your food choices in general, you can hit me up. The email address is davina.faust@gmail.com. I'd love to pass on some information to you. That's all I have for today. I hope that this was a bit insightful, and I hope to see you next week. Bye. My goal for this podcast is to always spread some positive vibes. And to keep that good energy flowing, it would mean a lot to me if you could share this episode with your friends or leave a nice review on iTunes. Or you could always find me on Instagram @DavinaFaust and take a screenshot of the episode. But remember, no matter what it looks like for you, your happiness is worth fighting for.